Live from NPR News, I'm Jack Spear. House Democrats are calling on President Trump to sign a $2.3 trillion spending package that contains the next round of coronavirus relief funding. NPR's Windsor Johnson reports Congress passed a $900 billion bipartisan measure this week that includes $600 direct payments, but Trump says that's not enough.
Congresswoman Debbie Dingell is blasting Trump for refusing to sign a bill that she calls a down payment toward additional relief for struggling Americans.
And then the president, when we finally thought that we'd be able to give people hope and be able to begin to continue to work on this in January, doesn't give a damn about people. He threw more fear. He threw kerosene on a terror fire. And is now threatening to veto this bill.
President Trump is calling for $2,000 relief checks. House Democrats are going along with that, but Republicans block the effort. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the chamber will try again on Monday. Windsor Johnston, NPR News, Washington.
Even with rapidly rising COVID-19 cases in California, testing centers across the state were crammed this week with people rushing to get a coronavirus test before the holiday. That's despite the fact health experts are advising Americans against traveling for traditional large family gatherings this week. Clare County Public Health's Carrie Matero worries results could give some people the false sense of security.
A negative test is not your free pass to gather.
California passed a grim milestone, becoming the first state to record more than 2 million coronavirus cases since January. Some 18,000 people in the state are hospitalized. Strong winds and bitter cold are hammering the Dakotas, Minnesota, and Wisconsin as the region tries to dig out from under a winter storm that's closed interstate highways and grounded flights there. Winter storm is moving east. The National Weather Service has issued a wind chill advisory for parts of the upper Midwest. Stocks finished the day slightly higher, with all three major indices rising. More from NPR's Jim Zaroli.
The market closed early because of Christmas Eve and will be shut down altogether for Christmas Day itself. Investors were buoyed by news of a Brexit deal, which appears to end years of uncertainty over Britain's economic ties to Europe. But there's still plenty of uncertainty in the markets. Congress passed an economic relief bill meant to ease the ongoing economic pain from the COVID-19 lockdowns. But President Trump threatened to veto the bill, saying it didn't go far enough. Congress can override his veto, but if it doesn't, millions of people will see their unemployment benefits reduced. Jim Zaroli, NPR News.
Taking a look at the numbers, the Dow was up 70 points to close at 30,199. The NASDAQ gained 33 points. The S&P 500 closed up 13 points today. You're listening to NPR. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the U.S. plans to open a consulate in Western Sahara that will be part of the U.S. embassy in Morocco. As NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports, it comes after the Trump administration upended longstanding policy and recognized Morocco's sovereignty over the disputed region.
Secretary Pompeo says he's beginning a process to establish a U.S. consulate in Western Sahara, and he's already inaugurated a virtual post meant to support economic and social development in the region. In a recent op-ed, former Secretary of State James Baker accused the Trump administration of turning its back on the people of Western Sahara, who have sought a referendum on the status of the former colony. The Trump administration recognized Morocco's sovereignty as part of a deal to get Morocco to normalize ties with Israel. Baker called that an astounding retreat from the principles of international law. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
For anxious children around the world who are concerned about Santa Claus being able to make his rounds this Christmas Eve in the midst of the coronavirus pandemic, that is not expected to be an issue, apparently. The North American Aerospace Defense Command says NORAD, as always, will be tracking Santa this year, though with some changes. Not every child will be able to get through to NORAD's call center this year because volunteer operators will not be working in large numbers due to coronavirus restrictions. NORAD has tracked Santa's movement around the globe for 65 Christmases. Crude oil futures prices ended a holiday shortened trading week up slightly. Oil gained 18 cents a barrel today to settle at $48.30 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.